In Rockland County, the mayor and deputy mayor of the village of Spring Valley face bribery charges in connection with a Spring Valley real estate project conspiracy, which, according to the filed complaint, alleges the two accepted money and property in exchange for using their official positions to approve a real estate deal in which the mayor had an undisclosed financial interest. According to the Manhattan U.S. Attorney and FBI Assistant Director in Charge, Mayor Noramie Jasmine allegedly received financial benefits, and Deputy Mayor Joseph Desmarais allegedly received $10,500 in cash bribes in exchange for official acts. The two were arrested this morning. Officials with Mayor Jasmine's and Deputy Mayor Desmarais' offices declined to comment. Spring Valley's police chief and the Rockland County District Attorney were unavailable for comment, as the two were taking part in a press conference in relation to the charges. De Meza Del Ome is one of three Spring Valley Village trustees. He says he went to the village offices this morning as soon as he heard the news.
The laws require the three of us trustees that's not in trouble so far have to make a decision what to do. We're going to make that decision between us. As right now, Trustee Gross is still in holidays. You know, there's no contact with him, but I am in contact with Trustee Leon. We're waiting and see what's going on, and then we will make that decision.
He says that decision depends upon the severity of the charges. As he mentions, Trustee Joseph Gross is on vacation, and Trustee Anthony Leon says he does not have a comment at this point. As to whether he was surprised to learn that there are charges against the village mayor and deputy mayor, Del Ome replied,
"For Spring Valley, no. I'm not surprised because, let me say this, politicians, sometimes people making wrong decisions. There is people that you put in positions that you put yourself in risk to get the job on. That's all I can say about that."
He then reiterated he was not surprised. Noramie Jasmine is the first Haitian-American mayor in New York State history. The connection between the charges against Jasmine and Desmarais with those against State Senator Malcolm Smith, New York City Councilman Dan Halloran, and two others is not clear. Smith and Halloran were arrested on charges of allegedly having arranged for cash bribes totaling $40,000 in an effort for Smith, a Democrat, who is part of the Independent Democratic Conference, to appear on the Republican primary ballot as a New York City mayoral candidate in the 2013 election. Dr. Gerald Benjamin is director of the Center for Research, Regional Education, and Outreach at the State University of New York at New Paltz.
This is shocking, and it rises in part from a lack of accountability in our electoral processes and non-competitiveness. So if people feel, for example, that a Republican endorsement can be bought, it's because it otherwise lacks value. So there's that, and then there's also the willingness to do the buying, which is a fundamentally corrupt behavior.
He says the alleged charges against Smith should not undo the Independent Democratic Conference, or IDC.
The coalition between these two groups still has sufficient votes to have a majority. What Malcolm Smith's inclusion in the group did was remove the idea that it was a way of excluding, that the coalition entirely excluded racial and ethnic minority members of the Senate, because, of course, he's African-American. And the claim of the Democrat majority was that all Hispanic and African-American members are in that group, and the coalition in its formation excluded them. So Malcolm Smith drew that argument away, and now it returns.
Repeated requests for comment from IDC leader Senator Jeffrey Klein and IDC member Senator David Carlucci, whose district includes Spring Valley, were not returned in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.